Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
So Diddy, first, thanks for your time. The Liverpool managerial search is ongoing at the moment. Reports yesterday that Ruben Amorim is unlikely to get the job now. What on earth is going on?
Well, obviously, if he doesn't get a job, they'll have somebody else. I said before, it's, you know, there's obviously a few candidates. You never know who, because unless they get to the club, there's a connection, and you know, so I won't be too worried if Amorim doesn't come, because they will have somebody lined up. And you know, I think there's a few potential candidates. De Zerbi is obviously one. Whether they are able to manage their club, you know, remains to be seen. But you only know that when they're there. So I wouldn't be too worried that they haven't got one for next season. At the same time, I'd say at some stage you've got to make a call. You know, at some stage you've got to commit and say this is a man, because it's probably easier to attract players as well, because they would like to know who the manager is next season. So at some stage, I think they have to make a decision.
And now you played with Xavi Alonso at Liverpool, and he decided to stay at Leverkusen, I think it was last month. What did you make of that decision? Was it the right one for him? Is it not the right time to move on?
No, I think 100%. I think it's not an easy task to follow Klopp at Liverpool. Obviously, that brings its own dangers with it. You know, that might be another thing why one or two people, don't want to say are put off, but I think, you know, what can I do? This guy was loved. He's been very successful at the club. I don't think it's an easy thing to follow him, because it's big footsteps by Munich. There's a lot of problems within the club at the moment. So Xabi, obviously aware of all these things. He's got a great team there. I think they keep pretty much the whole team together, bar one or two players, which will bring new ones in. And I think he's made the right call, because if they do stay together, which I think they will, I think they can play a really good role in the Champions League next season.
And I know you've mentioned a couple of names there, like De Zerbi, but who do you think Liverpool should go for? Who do you think would be the right choice?
Oh, I don't know. There's candidates out there. And don't forget that Bayern Munich's looking for a manager, Manchester United potentially. So there's three big clubs looking for managers. And, I wouldn't have any preference whatsoever. There's good ones out there. But then again, you need to see, do they speak English? How do they want to play football? And it doesn't always have to be a big name, you know. Sometimes you just have to give somebody a chance, because at Liverpool remains to be seen who's going to go, whether Salah is going to go. Van Dijk is past 30 now, so you need to bring one or two players in. And obviously, it would be great to bring somebody in who gives these young players a chance, which Klopp played mostly in the cup competitions, but also in the league. So I think it would be a shame if somebody comes in who says, yeah, I'm not really one for developing players, because they've got so many good youngsters there. So I think that's another thing to take into account, to bring somebody in who uses these young players, because they probably got one of the best crop of young players at Liverpool. So you've got to use them.
And now Jose Mourinho was at the Fulham game on Sunday, and that set a lot of tongues wagging. I think fans on social media are now going, would we actually take Mourinho or not? I know it's just speculation there. But could Jose Mourinho be a Liverpool manager? I know he's not got the reputation for young players, but is that something that you could see maybe working out for them in a weird way?
Well, I could see a lot. You know, you've seen Tuchel come to Bayern Munich. Everybody, this is it for the next 5 years. They'll be successful. Once they decided they're going to part ways at the end of the season. So you never know whether it's going to work out unless people are there. You know, same at Liverpool. There were managers there, Brendan Rodgers. You know, I like that. And it didn't really work out. So would it be my first choice? Probably not, because of the young players at the football club. I think it would be very entertaining, and you know, I've got huge respect for him. I think he's a brilliant manager, and if he comes to Liverpool, I think what he needed at Liverpool, he needs somebody who appreciates what he's got and who understands the people, and I think that's always been a big part of Mourinho's philosophy in a way. So yes, would he be my choice? Probably not, but yeah. You know, there's only so many managers out there.
One thing.
And, you know, Liverpool is a big job. And also, don't forget the pressure, you know, because if you're Matt Sporting or whatever, Liverpool is different. It's an institution. And obviously, Mourinho worked at some of the biggest clubs. At the same time, I would be surprised. I was interested in him.
One thing you can say about him, though, is he certainly wouldn't be scared of succeeding Klopp. He wouldn't be intimidated by that.
No, exactly. That's a big thing here. That's a very valid point, because that is a big thing, because you've got to go in there and say, this is what I'm doing. This is what we do. Klopp's gone. He's been brilliant. But now this is a new time, new era. And that's a very valid point, yes.
And what have you made of Jurgen Klopp's decision to go? Like, 9 years, it's a long time at any club. I know you spent a pretty long time away from home as well as a player. He's looked tired this year. Can you understand why he thinks now is the right time to go?
Yeah, 100%. Only he can make. And if he says that he hasn't got the energy to do the job as best as possible, then you have to accept it. You know, when he first signed, the fans or people in the city, you know, this is what he's going to do in the next 9 years. Everybody would have bitten your hand off. He's been absolutely brilliant, changed the mentality in the whole city. A lot of people happy, gave him belief, gave him hope. And it's just been a brilliant 8 or 9 years with a lot of highs and obviously some lows as well. One or two Champions League finals where one probably should have been won. But he won every trophy going, brought the Premier League back to Liverpool, unfortunately without fans in that season. But he's got another chance this season. And what a ending it would be if he were to win the league and celebrate with the fans this time around.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo. The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
You have clashed with Jurgen a couple of times through the media over the years. Is it all okay now? How do you look on those fallings out?
Oh, I never had a problem with him. And I understand when he, you know, when I said something, it was about the club or the team. It's never personal. And, you know, I understand that he defends the team, the club, himself. You know, it's all fine because obviously it's a high-pressure job. And, I've never had a problem with him. I still don't. And if I do see him, I'll have a chat with him if he agrees to. And no hard feelings, all good.
Now, when you were at Liverpool, that there was that one managerial change when Houllier left and Rafa came in. I know that was a bit different because it wasn't drawn out over half the season. But what impact does it have on a squad when there is a change of manager after so many years?
Yeah, well, you know, the difference was that with we had a successful spell in the early 2000s, but then the last one or two seasons, we didn't really, I think we didn't play up to our standards. So obviously there was a reason. It's obviously different now, because now if the manager wanted to stay, he could have stayed for another 5 years. There was obviously different with Gerard when he did leave or had to leave. And then he just hoped, because the reason Rafa came in, because we played Valencia a couple of seasons before, I think. They beat us twice. I remember they beat us at Anfield 1-0, and I don't think we had a shot on target. I think there was a first time in I don't know how many years that we never had a shot on target. And that was one of the reasons why he was brought in. And obviously when he did come, we all knew that the team we played, he was in charge of, Valencia, was probably the best organized team I've played against. You know, they got to they won the UEFA Cup, they won the league in Spain. So we all knew he's a very capable manager. And yeah, I've got to say, I enjoyed working with him for the two seasons I was there. I think he's been brilliant for the club as well. Unfortunately, he didn't win the league. But yeah, I think it was the right time and the right manager at the time.
If we look at a few of the players in the Liverpool squad now, they've made a similar move to you and coming from Germany. I'm going to start with Mataro Endo. Obviously, surprised Liverpool fans and everyone over here by how well he's settled, but you've seen him for a number of years in Germany.
Yeah.
Has he surprised you?
Not when he came. You know, you don't always need the big names, but maybe it was a blessing not to get Caicedo for 100 odd million, because I knew what a good player he is. He kept the struggling side together. And I said all along, I think he will surprise a few people, because he's very disciplined, technically very gifted, two-footed, and an absolute team player. And I'm not surprised at all. He took a few weeks or a few months to get into the rhythm, maybe get used to the pace of the Premier League. But no, he hasn't surprised me at all. He's a class act.
And Dominic Szoboszlai, he joined an amazing start at Liverpool, but he's sort of gone off the boil a bit recently after injuries. Is that a concern, or is that just normal when you come into a new country and first time without a winter break?
Yeah, it was surprising how well he started, because, you know, from my own experience, I know that it takes a few weeks almost to get used to the pace of the Premier League. I was surprised how well he started. I thought it was a lot of money they paid for him. I think he's a very capable player, but I think the jury's out. You know, he's... obviously, as an offensive player, it's always harder to get consistency. But I think he's had a few injuries as well. Now at the second half of the season, I think the jury's out how good a bite he was.
And Ryan Gravenberch, he's enjoyed an up-and-down start to his Liverpool career. He obviously got his first Premier League goal at the weekend. Didn't work out for him at Bayern. What have you made of him this season?
Yeah, I thought he's probably having a bit more of an impact. Then again, the competition for place is maybe a bit bigger or higher in Liverpool. But obviously, he's got to start playing on a regular basis now, and obviously start affecting the game, because he's been brought into, you know, he's a big man. He's got a bit of pace about him. He can finish. He's got a set up goals, and he has to score goals, because there were times in Liverpool this season, or even throughout the season, where they needed a goal from somewhere. And, you know, there were times where he might have had a chance to make a name for himself. He didn't. It's his first season. I hope he gets another season. But I think next season he's got to do better than he did this one.
Now, it's the Merseyside derby tomorrow. So I want to take you back to your derby debut for Liverpool, September 1999. Liverpool lose 1-0. It's the game where Vesterveld and Jeffers have a punch-up. Gerrard comes on for you and gets sent off as well. What on earth happens in the dressing room after all of that?
I just come back from injury, and the ankle still wasn't right, and I probably shouldn't have played, because the manager wanted me to play. I shouldn't have played. What was it like? Why it was quiet? You know, the manager was never one for saying a loss after the games. You know, Phil Thompson, sometimes he lost his head, but he would be reined in by Gerard Houllier. You know, Gerard always said, talk about it tomorrow. You know, it's gone now. We can't change it. Obviously, disappointing to lose the derby as high. They were probably deserved winners. But then again, I've been there a few more years. I don't think we lost too many after that. So, you know, I got the first one out of the way early.
And just one last question. You had a really good record at Goodison for Liverpool. Not quite the same for Jurgen Klopp. What does it take to win at Goodison Park in a Merseyside derby?
Resilience and heads. You know, I think the games at Goodison are always a bit quicker than they were at Anfield because of the atmosphere is really hostile. The fact that obviously Liverpool has been the most successful, I guess. I think resilience and cool heads. But, you know, as I said, I think obviously they have a tough time at the moment, Everton. But regardless how or where they are in the it's never an easy place to go. And it'll be the same thing. But then again, you know, this team of Jurgen Klopp, they got through so many difficult adversity. And obviously, they know they need tomorrow because if you want to keep tabs with Manchester City, it probably helps if you win most games, if not all the games. Even then, you're not guaranteed to win the league. It's a huge game tomorrow, but I've got faith after the game against Fulham where they played, where they did well. And also Palace, you know, I think Palace, they didn't do much wrong apart from scoring. On another day, they probably would have got 5 or 6. So, I've got every faith they get the result they need tomorrow.
Great stuff. Thanks, Diddy. Thanks for your time.
You've been listening to the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.